to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is 7:45 on Thursday, March 20th, and that means it is time to check in with our special guest this morning. We're talking with Linda Lorenz. She's curator at Saxon Lutheran Memorial. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are things going for you and our friends at Saxon Lutheran Memorial?
Well, it's getting better every day because today is the first day of spring and the sun is shining and I'm happy.
We were just talking about that it is the first day of spring. I think it's just a little before noon that it's officially spring today.
I believe so, but I'll take it as soon as it gets here.
And how's it looking at Saxon Lutheran Memorial? Is it starting to look like spring a little bit there?
I did see a couple of crocuses up yesterday in full bloom, and the daffodils are ready to burst. So we're getting there.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, tell us, for our listeners who aren't familiar with Saxon Lutheran Memorial, can you give us a little bit of history about Saxon Lutheran Memorial?
Sure, I'd love to. We're a historic log cabin, home, and farmstead. It's a complete setting with the cabins that were built in 1820 and the barn. There's a log structure barn from 1820, along with two slave cabins or small cabins that were at one time located in the woods and brought closer. And then to that has been added the home that Wilhelm and Christian Berk, who were part of the immigration that arrived here in 1839 from Saxony, Germany, where they settled and lived and made them this their homestead then. And that's how it has its connection and tie to being a Saxon memorial for that event that took place. We also have then over the years added other buildings such as a woodworking shop and a blacksmith shop. There's three other cabins that were brought in from the area. We have an outdoor brick oven. I mentioned a machine shed. Oh, there's a country store, too. And the confirmation room that was built up next to Concordia Lutheran Church in 1904. So we've got 15 buildings and a very nice visitor center with a gift shop and a museum as well. So there's quite a bit here to see. So when folks do come down for a visit, they want to make sure to plan plenty of time. I think sometimes that's confusing when people hear the name Saxon Lutheran Memorial. They think it's just that, just a commemorative rock or a memorial or some kind of a plaque. And we actually have lots of things for people to see, and we're happy to have them here to share the story with them.
So it's not just a plaque or a rock is what
no,
you're saying.
Not at all. There are rocks here, but not just one.
That's not really what most of the history is about, right?
No, there's lots of really wonderful stories. The Saxon immigration as a whole is a very broad story, very many layers to it, lots of reasons for it happening. And what our site does is narrow that down to a very specific focus on how this family, the Berk family, survived, how they worked, how they worshipped. And it then represents probably the life of many of those Saxons who arrived here as we celebrate the 175th year this year, because it is what they had to do to survive. They were not accustomed, of course, to this kind of a life, but because of their faith and because of their desire and determination to live their life and be able to worship the way that they were brought up to and the way they felt that what God wanted them to do so, it was necessary for them to leave Germany, also due to financial reasons. And so when they arrived here, what they left in Germany that had been built up for over 400 years and what they came to here, which was largely uninhabited and wilderness, was quite a different life. And survival became pretty much the focus and how to get started from absolutely nothing. And while you're still wanting to pursue and building churches and schools, which is your mission and what you're looking forward to doing and your reason for being here.
Now, there were a few things already. The property there at the memorial, some of that had already been established before.
That is correct.
As you mentioned earlier, it always raises an eyebrow when you mention the slave cabins. Mm-hmm. Can you explain the history behind that a little bit?
Well, there were some people in the area. I'm not going to, I don't want people to think that it was completely uninhabited. There were private property scattered around. The site where we are at the memorial, was one of those properties, and there was a family here with the Twyman name was their last name, Thomas Twyman, and his wife and family, and they were of a Scotch-Irish descent and had been here, like I said, since 1820, maybe even a little before that, and that was not uncommon for them to have slaves. The slavery was a fairly common thing in this area for those who were already here. Now, the Saxons did not believe in slavery, and so that once they moved into this area, that was never a part of their lifestyle. But these folks here, the Twymans and many others around here, did have that as part of their livelihood and part of their survival for raising a farm and a family.
So there is a lot of history there just to be learned, and it's a great place to visit. And speaking of visiting, you've got some events coming up that we should hear about, I'm sure.
We do. We have a fairly regular schedule of festivals throughout the year, and of course people can make their own events as far as that go. But we do have coming up, the first thing on our calendar will be at the end of April, a scenic tour drive. We participate in that. It's a two-day event. And we have just a sprinkling of demonstrations just to kind of give people an idea of what we have available. Of course, our brick oven will be in full operation, and we'll have bread and coffee cake, and we've started doing pizza, so we can sell pizza by the slice. And then we also do crafters and plant sales that day, both days. So it's on Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th. There's no charge for it, and it's basically a way for people who live in the area to find out what's in their own backyard, and those that are even in St. Louis and surrounding areas to realize that it's a very worthwhile day trip to make to the area. So there'll be lots of other places to stop and see, but we hope people will want to come and stop and see our site and see what we have to offer. So that's coming up in April, and then in October we have our Fall Festival, which is always the second Saturday of October, and this year it's on October 11th, and that is just a huge ordeal, a wonderful family day. A lot of people use it for family reunions and just a really nice getaway. It's really a step back in time no matter what day you come, but that day in particular, because we'll have lots of demonstrations and crafters and entertainment music on the stage and lots of food booths for there. And then in December, we do a live nativity the Saturday before Christmas, as long as it's not on Christmas Eve. But, of course, like I said, people can make their own special event anytime they want to come, with family reunions. Like I said, do a day trip. There's lots of geocaches in the area for those who like to do that kind of thing, and we have a few on our site here. We even have a small campground, so those who are really outdoorsy and adventuresome, they can come and even camp at the site here. So we can accommodate them for, whatever their events and whatever their desires are. If they want to set up their own special baking day, they can even do that too and make use of the oven. So lots and lots of ways that we can make them make a day of a really good experience for people.
For our listeners who aren't familiar with the location of Saxon Lutheran Memorial, can you give us an idea of where you are and how to get there?
Absolutely. We are about 100 miles south of St. Louis, so it's about an hour and a half drive. Pretty simple to get to. You find your way to Highway 55 or Interstate 55 and go south. You're going to take the Brewer exit. And I apologize because I'm not very good with mile marker numbers, but it's the Brewer exit. You're going to turn left and come to Highway 61 and go south on that for about 17 miles. You're going to turn left again in Uniontown on Highway A, and that will bring you right to us. To Frona, I mean, I should say. And then you'll make another left on Highway C, and in half a mile, then you'll be at our drive, and you'll be able to come right up to us. And there are signs along the way. So pretty much once you get into our area, if somebody forgets or gets a little confused, you just have to stop and everybody knows where we're at.
That's right. Everybody knows where you are. So just ask where Saxon Lutheran Memorial is and they'll point you to it.
That's correct. Now, we'd love to have people come down. Like I said, it's and every time of the year, even especially people if they're in photography too, it's a wonderful backdrop for all kinds of pictures, whether it's even family pictures or just a photo shoot day. We do that with the grandkids a lot. We say it's photo shoot day, and so they go around picking their backdrops and where they want to sit and pose and everything and just have fun.
Sure. Senior pictures for students. Yeah, this might be a good time to do that as well.
Yes. We get wedding parties that come here also after their weddings and do their wedding pictures too. So lots of great backgrounds all season long.
Absolutely. Well, what are the visitor hours at Saxon Lutheran Memorial?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Sunday we're open 1 to 4, and on Monday we are closed. So, it's, you know, like I said, there's lots of opportunity to come and take a walk around or to plan an event.
And what about the first Saturday of the month? I think you might have mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, good question. I almost forgot about that. The first Saturday of the month, we have Community Baking Day. And what that means is we have our great big outdoor brick oven, and we'll fire it up and have it ready to go. And people who want to bring anything to bake can do so. You can bring it ready-made so that you can just pop it into the oven or bring the ingredients and assemble it there. And then the other thing we've started is, again, with our pizzas, they seem to have taken off quite well and be very popular. You can order a pizza, and they're a full-size. I think they're like about 17 by 23, so like a coffee cake pan or a flat, you know, pan that can be cut into any number of pieces, but typically we cut them in like 2-inch pieces, and you can get 24 of those off of that pan, so a nice family-sized pizza, and those are $10, so you can order a pizza that day. So it's a fun morning. It starts about 9:30. The oven's pretty much ready at that time. We've had families that'll bring, you know, like chicken legs or brats and then a bag of chips, and they'll bake their chicken legs and their brats in a pan of brownies. They'll bring a blanket and spread it out, and then when that's all done, they go have a family picnic. So it's a great way to have a new experience as well.
Thank you. Now I'm hungry.
well,
certainly.
Yeah, and those are, I'm saying I'm hungry just because people say, well, what can I bake in here? I don't mean to tempt you any longer, but just about anything that you'll put in your own oven,
you can
put in there. And it's just a matter of once food goes in, you just watch it until it's done. It's really pretty simple. No buttons to push, no dials to turn, and no timers to set.
We'll check it out. SaxonLutheranMemorial.org. We'll provide a link to it as well from our website today. Linda, always good to catch up with you and hear what's going on at Saxon Lutheran Memorial.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And you have a wonderful day and happy spring.
Thanks to you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll study the Daily Lectionary. And I hope, listeners, you can join us for that. Stick around.